Let's continue reading Hosea chapter 3. In this chapter, Hosea is directed by the Lord to take Gomer back as his wife, even though she was committing adultery. This act of love was to illustrate God's love for Israel, in spite of the fact that Israel had committed spiritual adultery. Hosea chapter 3 and verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover or husband and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans." So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and 1/2 homers of barley. And I said to her, "You shall stay with me many days. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man. So too will I be toward you. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days." Once again, some background notes. The theme of the book of Hosea is God's redeeming love. This theme is seen not only in the prophecies of Hosea, but in the life of Hosea. Hosea was directed by the Lord himself to marry Gomer, who left Hosea and became a prostitute. The fact that Hosea was able to buy her back, as we see here in verse 2, for 15 shekels of silver and 1.5 homers of barley would indicate how low Gomer had sunk morally. 15 shekels of silver. This was 1/2 the price of a slave or the price of a female slave. And barley wasn't worth very much. It looks like Gomer had sunk to the level of a prostitute slave. Now, exactly when Gomer left Hosea and how long this adulterous condition went on, we can't say for sure. But here in chapter 3, the Lord directs Hosea to go and bring his wife home, actually buy her back from her condition of being a prostitute slave. Thus, the theme of Hosea is redeeming love. Again, verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover or husband and is committing adultery." Now notice that your translations vary here and have either lover or husband or even another. So who is meant here? Hosea or the adulterous lover? Is the point here that another loves Gomer in this adulterous relationship? Or is the point here that Hosea still loves Gomer as his wife, even though she is involved in adultery? I tend to go with this latter viewpoint, that Hosea is in view here as the lover or husband, because it better illustrates God's continuing love for Israel in spite of their spiritual adultery. Notice that verse 1 leaves no doubt that Hosea's relationship with Gomer is definitely an illustration of God's relationship with Israel. Verse 1 again. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover or husband and is committing adultery, just like," see it? "Just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans." So as Gomer turned her back on Hosea's love and committed adultery, so Israel turned away from God's love and committed spiritual adultery with the foreign gods. The raisin cakes here in verse 1, by the way, were offerings made to the idols of the foreign gods. As Hosea continued to love Gomer and brought her back with redeeming love, so God continues to love Israel and will bring her back into a love relationship in the future. And certainly more we could say for our background notes. Well, let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Hosea chapter 3. Doctrinal point number 1. The present status of Israel is predicted in Hosea 3:4. The present status of Israel is predicted in Hosea 3:4. Verse 4. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim. This is really the present status of Israel. No king, no priesthood, and no idolatry. Remember, the text leaves no doubt that the relationship between Hosea and Gomer is to illustrate the relationship between God and Israel. Now look at verse 3. And I said to her, you shall stay with me many days. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man. So too will I be toward you. When Hosea brought Gomer back, there was a waiting period before the full love relationship was established once again. Call it a disciplinary waiting period. Gomer was no longer committing adultery, but the intimate relationship between Hosea and Gomer was not yet reestablished. What a picture of the present status of Israel. Now verse 4 again. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim. There has been no idolatry in Israel since the Babylonian captivity. There has been no sacrifice or priesthood in Israel since 70 AD. There has been no king in Israel since Christ was rejected as king. But God has been dealing with Israel in disciplinary love all during this time, down through the years. All the hard times that the Jewish people have gone through, down through the centuries, are part of this process. This doctrinal point is quite clear and hard to miss. It can't be denied. The present status of Israel is predicted in Hosea 3, verse 4. Doctrinal point number 2. The future salvation of Israel is predicted in Hosea 3, 5. The future salvation of Israel is predicted in Hosea 3, 5. Look at verse 5. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Israel is now back in the land and a nation once again. However, this is not the fulfillment of Hosea 3:5. What we see today is only the beginning of what will take place in the future. Notice the beginning of verse 5 again. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. Although there are Christian Jews today, the nation has not yet turned back to the Lord. But they will in the future, in the latter days, as verse 5 says. And they will not only turn back to the love of the one true God of their fathers, but they will turn to their Messiah, the Messiah that they once rejected, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Verse 5 says that they will seek David their king. This is a reference to Christ, literally, of the dynasty of David. The promised throne of David will be reestablished here on this earth, and Christ will reign as king. Other scriptures certainly predict this great return of Israel to the Lord. Right now, I'm teaching the book of Deuteronomy in my Pentateuch class at Emmaus. Let's read two scriptures from Deuteronomy where this literal return of Israel to the Lord is predicted. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. When you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. And also, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 3. Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity. and have compassion on you, and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 3. What a great time that will be. As we read in Romans 11, verse 15, for if Israel's being cast away is the reconciling of the world, that is, the bringing in of the Gentiles, what will their acceptance be? Namely, what will Israel's acceptance be in the future but life from the dead? What a great future salvation for Israel. Now, let me ask you this morning, what about your salvation? We've seen that the future salvation of Israel is predicted in Hosea 3:5. But what about your personal salvation now? Have you turned to the Lord and trusted Him? Trusted Him and Him alone for your eternal salvation? 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 says that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, 2. Let the future salvation of Israel, predicted here in Hosea 3, 5, motivate you to make sure of your personal salvation now. Now, what about practical application from this chapter? Don't spiritualize Israel to the church. Don't spiritualize Israel to the church. Israel is not the church of the Old Testament. The church began at Pentecost. And the church in the New Testament is not some kind of new Israel. No. Keep the church and Israel distinct, or you will run into problems in interpretation. The promises and prophecies concerning the return of Israel and the blessings to come upon Israel, in spite of Israel's failure, will be fulfilled. These prophetic promises were made with Israel and will be fulfilled with Israel. Don't spiritualize away these promises and prophecies to the church. Now, many of the promised blessings to Israel can be applied to the church, and some are extended to the church. But don't take them away from Israel as a result. We've seen this morning that the present status and future salvation of Israel are seen and predicted in Hosea chapter 3. God said that Hosea's relationship with Gomer was an illustration of his relationship with Israel, not the church. In fact, you could outline Hosea 3 as follows. Verses 1 and 2, Israel's past. Verses 3 and 4, Israel's present. And verse 5, Israel's future. Hosea 3 is not to be spiritualized away to the church. Notice, by the way, how hard it is to spiritualize it. I mean, there are some Christians who take these prophecies and promises dealing with Israel and say, well, God is done with Israel, so how are we going to interpret this? Well, we'll spiritualize it all to the church. How are you going to spiritualize this? I challenge anyone here to spiritualize verse 3, 4, and 5 to the church. How are you going to do it? What's it talking about here? Talking about Israel. Let's rightly divide the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Don't spiritualize Israel to the church.